start another minor prophet this morning in our reading, the prophet Amos. Amos was a herdsman of sheep, not a shepherd in that sense, but someone who was in charge probably of a number of flocks and also cattle. And he was a fruit farmer. He was a very busy fellow. He lived in a little town called Tekoa, which was about 6 miles even further south of Jerusalem. So maybe about a dozen miles from Bethlehem, about a dozen miles from Jerusalem. But he wasn't a prophet by profession, nor the son of a prophet, the scripture says. He was like most of us, layman. He was one who was called for a short period of time to proclaim God's word. His ministry begins a little after 800 B.C., makes him a contemporary of the first prophet we read through Hosea a few weeks ago. And like Hosea, he was from Judah, the tribe of Judah and the area of Judea. He was from the southern kingdom, in other words, but his ministry, like Hosea's also, was to be to the northern kingdom. He was to take God's word to that nation, a nation that at the time was enjoying great material prosperity and peace. But Amos, by the Spirit of God, saw beneath the surface and understood that the health of a society is not measured by its economic prosperity, but by the strength of its morality. Amos appears in Bethel. It's one of the religious centers of the northern kingdom where a golden calf was worshipped. And he speaks out against the sins of the people, but also the sins of the king, with great boldness, and predicts that Israel's going to fall and go into captivity. But as I say that, you'll hear as we read through this first chapter, he doesn't even mention Israel, because he kind of approaches it in a roundabout way by the direction of God, by talking first of the nations, and he makes kind of a big circuit of nations, and he even comes and accuses Judah of sin. All this time, Israel's probably sitting there thinking, well, we've got it made. He's not interested in us, and God hasn't noticed. But finally, he will land, as you'll see later in the book, on Israel with both feet. There were great sins of slavery, of cruelty and war, the perversion of justice. But Amos is confident in the divine authority of his words, for over and over again we'll hear, "Thus says the Lord." See, justice is not only essential to the proper functioning of human society, God requires justice. So we read, Amos chapter 1, hear now the word of the Lord. The word of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, "The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing sledges of iron. So I will send a fire upon the house of Haziel, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. I will break the gate bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into exile into Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4 I will not revoke the punishment, because they carried into exile a whole people, to deliver them up to Edom. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour her strongholds. I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnants of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4 I will not revoke their punishment, because they delivered up a whole people to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour her strongholds. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four I will not revoke the punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity, and his anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. So I will send a fire upon Teman, and it shall devour the strongholds of Bozra. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of the Ammonites, and for four, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have ripped open pregnant women in Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. So I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour her strongholds, with shouting on the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. When God speaks, we had better listen. We had not even begin to imagine that his long suffering and his patience is disinterest or approval of our sin, but rather his mercy as he awaits our repentance and turning to him. How we rejoice that we can turn to the one whom he has sent at this time of the year, even our Savior Jesus.